Talk Radio.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern. Stop and think about what I have to say. Hear me out, no, don't turn and walk away. Is what I ask seems kind of bold? Well, it's a question that should run deep down in your soul. What would happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries?
What would happen
with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them?
What would happen?
Tell me what happened.
It's a message, a message, a message, message of concern. What will this do to the mind of the world children? What will this do to their mind?
What will this do?
What will this do to the mind of the world children? It's a message, a message, message of concern. What would happen to the world children put under a figure of a particular race, presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men?
Tell me what would happen.
Tell me what would happen.
It's a message, a message, a message, message of concern. What would this do to the mind of the world children? What would this do to their mind? What would this do to the mind of the world children? It's a message, message of concern.
Voice
line, chorus 3, verse 64 says, say, O people of the book, come to common terms that between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye bear witness that we at least are Muslim, bowing to God's will.
God's will.
A message, a message, a message, message of concern. Wait a minute before you criticize. The question is long overdue. I've come to realize this important message lends words to the wise. Take a look at the big picture and open up. Open your eyes. What would this do to the mind of the world children? What would this do to their mind?
What would this do
to the mind of the world children? It's a message, message of concern. Civilized nations should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no gods. We are only men, mortals from the mortal. He, God, created. Listen to the message of concern. Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern.
Thank you.
would happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries?
What would happen
with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them?
Tell me what would happen.
What would it do?
What would it do?
What would happen to the world's children put under the figure of a particular race? Presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men.
Tell me what would happen.
Tell me what would happen.
What would this do?
What would this do?
Of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye bear witness that we at least are Muslim, bowing to God's will.
This is the message of concern. Humalay Satan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilaha illallah. Ashadu ilaha Muhammad Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify. There is no God but one God, whose proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation that we are planning on. And we're here today by his permission to test us and see which one of us is worthy of the great prize that he has waiting on us for living a correct life. Don't think Allah don't give you a book. And that book is guidance. The guidance is for your benefit, your reward. You get a reward for following the guidance. You think God gonna let you go through all these guidance and you're not getting a reward? praise are due to Allah, the Lord, the cherished sustainer of all worlds. We bear witness and we testify. There's no creator for one creator, and his proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this universe that we live in. And we are guests here on this earth to be tested. And yes, we meet a whole lot of tests, run into a whole lot of people. So what we like to do, like we always do, we like to open this talk with a prayer called Al-Fatiha. It means to open. So we want to open this talk with a prayer. Umalay Shaitan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbilahi Amin. Ar-Rahman Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in. And then it's the Rahab the Mustaqim, the Rahab the Redina, and to a lady him, God we might do, we lay him, while at dawning, amen. We seek protection with Allah from the rejecting enemy, the outcast. And we bear witness that there's no God but one God. And with the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, all praise are due to Allah, the Lord, the chair and sustainer of all worlds. Gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment in which we all live. He alone do we worship. In thy aid we seek, we're asking God to continue to show us this great way. That's the way of those whom thou hast stored thy favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. So we'd like to greet you again in the best of the greetings. Of all the greetings in the world, we said this is the best of greetings. This greeting comes from the creator of this creation. And that greeting is, Assalamu alaikum, simply means God, Allah peace be upon you and be upon me. And obligate me to keep the peace. So we thank Allah for blessing us with the best greeting of all the greetings, because hell is low. Hell is low and high. Hell is in between. Huh? And we don't want no hell. But if we have to get hell, let's get it here. But we won't get it there. Because then hell, that there is an everlasting hell. We don't need that kind of hell. So we thank Allah for blessing us to be Muslim and to be here tonight talking about the message of concern, moving all the false image of God out of the world so we can have some peace. God says not to make no image, and we going to make an image, it must be some consequences for that, for the people that does. It must be some real problems. And living in the world as long as I have, the real problem is a real problem, racism, and it comes from the idea that God got a son. People that's in that son-looking image are the main people that causing all the problems. So I can see why Allah says don't make no image in him. Don't call nothing in the sea, in the sky, and on earth. Creator or God. God is the creator of all of them things. And God has created all those things to remind us that he's ever in charge. He's ever living. He don't die. He never was born. He never had a baby. Never was a baby. He have created all his creation for one reason, to serve the creator who created it. And that's what you call being obedient, serving the creator who created you. When you are not obedient, this time of year, Halloween is this time of year. Getting ready next Monday, I believe. Halloween is speaking about monsters running around, killing and taking lives, doing all kind of crazy things. But that what happens when we make an image. That's exactly what happened because that image been put up. Is to make people out of a monster. And some of them can't come monsters, so they put masks on. And they act like monsters in their everyday life. Racism. Nothing but a monster. And the only way to get rid of that monster that we had to do what Allah said. Allah said, worship him in spirit and truth. Worship him like he know that he sees you, but you can't see him. He is your creator. He's there to make sure your life work out and grow and continue to live. He's there. Allah always there. He never absent. What is that? He never absent. He's irresistible, meaning there's nothing in this world more irresistible than the creator himself. And we know the creator loves us because we are being tested on this earth. Out of all the people in the world, he picked who he pleased. And he said he picked who he pleased to be people that submit their will to do the will of God. Look at all them people doing the days of so-called Christ Jesus. All them people. And he was one of the top persons that submits his will to do the will of God. Look at all the other people you read about. Some of them find it hard to submit their will to do the will of God. Come from that image. If you got a statue that you worship, it ain't going nowhere. You love your statue, excuse me. You love it, but it can't do nothing for you. You love it. It ain't moving nowhere. But God told you not to worship it. So when you do what God said do, the problem that you bring on in your life, even though when you try to ignore them, they there. You're going to bring a problem because you can't do nothing without the creator. You can't be happy. He didn't create us to be happy without him. He didn't do that. He created us to know him. That's why prayer should be love to pray. You should love to give thanks to the one who gave you your life. You can say mama and dad all you want to, but God hadn't intervened and helped in that situation, you would not be him. And I'm sure he's going to remind us on the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection, remind us that that's what happened, that we would never be him if it wasn't for the creator of this creation. So we're here, and we are trying to make the world a better world by removing the image out of the world that causing all the psychological problems between people, and that shouldn't even be there. But it would never be coming together as long as that image up, as long as those people are being hypnotized or mesmerized, however you want to put it, thinking they're white people. And then, you know, even when they do something wrong, they say that they white trash. I've never seen no white trash. White trash. So they use words to dignify them, even though when they talking about each other. You know, we call them our brothers and sisters, especially as the Europeans, we call them crackers. They're not no bad name. We know they break stuff. They're crackers. But they black, they give us that word black. And then they said black is evil. Black is, the black cat is the evil cat, referring to us. So we have to change the language. We have to change this atmosphere, and all people get along. Conway West, one of the rappers, he done said something about the Jews. And now all the money they were making, the Jews are taking them off of my kids and other things. And he said something about the Jews. But here's a man say he loved Trump. Trump is his buddy. They are taking everything this man got away from him. Blackballing him is what they call it. Another black word, bad word, blackballing. They blackballing him. And Jews are the best of that. Because they own and operate just about everything. And they got it where our people don't see nothing wrong with that. They don't see nothing wrong with sending their children to school for 15, 20 years just to get a job, just to get a good job. And then when they do get a good job, the ma'am said they got the kids booted and booted to stay on them good jobs. Them people know that you making that good money, they going to come and try to make your life miserable where you can quit or run your way. Not all the time, but a whole lot of them do. Because of that image in the world, is them as being in the family of God. So they can't treat you right. It's not in this. This show here is to clean up the mess that's been made and ask all others to join us, even the people that put us in this mess. Come join us. You don't need to go to hell. And Allah said, you reap what you sow. You can't continue to do wrong and get good from God. You can't do it. So we ask you to join us in removing this psychological effect that causes psychological damage. And they know mental illness is a terrible thing. But they cut the funds out for mental illness. Huh? And we know here on this show, if they send them to us, paid us to get them back on track from mental illness, we had a tool to do it. But, you know, that is a suggestion. Mental illness starts with worshiping God wrongly. That's when it starts. I see God the way I want to see God. That's an idiot, said something like that. You might see God as a rabbit. Or a possum or something, you know. No, God is the creator of everything, even though he the one allowed your mind to come up with the idea to make whatever you got. You didn't do it. He inspired you. He led you to the medicine and everything else that you have. The system and all the new system that you come up with. God led you to that. So we say Allah is the greatest. Allah is one who lives and he don't die. He have created all of us, then have given us a prophet. He's not the only prophet. He's the final prophet. And he came to clear up the mess that the other prophets didn't make, but the people made it when the other prophets came and they came behind them and tampered with after they told not to do it. So everything Satan is told not to do, he do it. But God sends warners and messengers to those people that Satan has influenced. And we know mental illness is a lot to do with Satan messing up the people's mind, getting their mind out of shape. And we know the truth will set them free. Truth will come and set them on a solid ground. But all praise are due to Allah, Lord, and the chairman and sustainer of all the world. So we thank Allah for all of the prophets that they have sent. And we understand now when a prophet been lied on, it don't make sense. A prophet was nailed to the cross. That don't make no sense. Why would God send a man and then allow him to be nailed on the cross? That don't make no sense. Send a man to die for our sin, and they call the man the Son of God, died for our sin. And the same people who said that all the time in churches, you can't get not one of them to volunteer to go down to the courthouse and let a judge hear that. They know they don't make sense, and they know they have made us a people that love things that don't make sense. Somebody slap you on the right side. It's some African Americans. You can slap them on the right side. It'll hurt them to do it, but they'll turn and say, slap me on the, you can go hit me. I'm not going to hit you back. Don't you see sick? Don't you see mental illness in that person? That's a sick person. We have armies and navies and Marines and Air Force, and we have all of them fight but to protect this country. And they Christians, and you will never find them talking about turning the other cheek. So that part of the Bible don't make sense. They don't even get involved in it. But given to our people, we accept that somebody hit me on the right side, gave him a left side. So we here tonight, and we offer you to come into the queue. We say all you got to do is match one, and we will cut your mic on, and we will let you begin to talk or speak, address an issue that you've been holding on to. We are one people. There's no big eyes or little you. Allah has blessed all of us with some of his mercy, some of his understanding, some of his courage that he gives us. Allah has done that for us. That's what this black child represents, the reflection of what Allah has already blessed us with. Because to take a stand and say, they ain't no but one God, they ain't no white people and no black people. Elijah used to say, so-called white man, so-called. We are human beings that have been taken away from us. The human being, the human excellence, and have been taken away from us, and because a lot of lies have been told by those people who care very little about us. They have had the opportunity to lie to us all kind of ways. And we're seeing the lies. And we're getting past those lies. And we're going to get rid of all them lies, inshallah, with the help of Allah one day. All them lies will be gone. And we assume a new heaven and a better earth. All right, Paul. So anybody got anything to say? I want to turn this mic over to somebody and let them continue to talk. All you got to do is match one on your phone, and you'll be able to speak there what you want to say. Okay, there goes someone right here. One of the cohort workers here, Brother Suja. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Allah wait, bro. I'm glad you turned on your mic and turned and raised your hand. So you got it, brother. This one man.
Yes, sir.
You got it.
All praise is due to Allah. We thank Allah. And we can't thank him enough. You know, he's the most merciful. Nobody is more merciful than God. If we just can think and just study some of the things that he do for his creation, you know, we like to say with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and mercy, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray, I mean. Brothers and sisters, again, we'd like to give you the greeting of peace of Assalamu alaikum. I bear witness that there is only one creator. Yes? I bear witness that there is only one creator. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet. He's the messenger of Allah. He's God's spirit. Praise be to Allah. This is a wonderful job. A beautiful job. You know, it's to tell the truth. It's to bear witness to the truth. I like to read something from the Quran. Allah said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Surah 8, starting at 55. For the worst of beasts in the sight of Allah are those who reject him. They will not believe. They are those of whom thou didst make a covenant. But they break the covenant every time. And they have not the fear of Allah. If you gain the mastery over them in war, first with them, those who follow them, that they may remember. If thou fearest treachery from any group, throw back their covenant to them so as to be on equal terms. For Allah loveth not the treacherous. Let not the unbelievers think that they can get the best of the godly. They will never frustrate them. Against them, make ready your strength to the utmost of your power, including steed a wolf to strike terror into the hearts of the enemy of Allah and your enemy and others beside whom you may not know, but whom Allah doeth know. Whatever ye shall spend in the cause of Allah shall be repaid unto you, and ye shall not be treated unjustly. But if the enemy incline towards peace, do thou also incline towards peace. And trust in Allah, for he is the one that heareth and knoweth all things. Should they intend to deceive thee, verily Allah suffices thee. He it is that has strengthened thee with his aid and with the company of the believer. Allahu Akbar. The company of the believer. And moreover, he has put affection between the heart. Not if thou hadst spent all that is in the earth, couldst thou have produced that affection. But Allah has done it, for he is exalted in might. Why? O Prophet, sufficient unto thee is Allah, unto thee and unto those who follow thee among the believers. Allah said, O Prophet, rouse the believers to the fight. I always like to read that. O Prophet, rouse the believers to the fight. If there are 20 amongst you, patient and persevering, they will vanquish 200. If 100, they will vanquish 1,000 of the unbelievers. For these are a people without understanding. Sallallahu Qadim. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. Rouse the believer. Shake them up. Wake them up. Feed them the truth so they can, so you can fire them up. Rouse the believer. And Allah said, if it's just 100 of you, you can take on 1,000. It's just like you having 1,000. Allah said, deceased in saying that God had a son when he didn't have a consort, a wife. You don't say that. Stop. You know, it's really interesting. After you get this truth, to look at people's bringing you the lie and how they're actors and how they try to put on like they are truthful, that they are sincere and that they are real. They're amazing. Allah said that you're not going to trick the belief. You're not going to trick the godly. Allah said, do you think he'll let you do that? And you know God is the one that controls everything. He controls everything. You think he gonna let you get out on the believer, make the believer, the godly, look bad. He's a hellfire for you. We're asking for the removal of all images that portray God. Everything in creation, anything that betray the divine, we're asking you to decease. Stop it. Don't do it. We want more brothers and sisters to come out and teach. Teach this message. The prophets say, bring the message to them. Perchance some of them will understand it better than the present. Prophet Muhammad was talking like that, and he was getting ready to go to Allah. That was his last speech. What it mean by his last speech is that he didn't have that plan. He didn't speak no more. He passed. He went to Allah. That's what we mean by his last speech. You know, he didn't have it written down that he was going to die October December, and he announced it to everybody, and that was going to be the last one. It's not like that, brothers and sisters. That's the reason so many of us is confused, because I can see some of us thinking like that. We'll confuse the issue. We try to confuse truth in order to confuse other people. Do you think that any of the prophets stopped teaching on the image? If you think that, you believe that, could you please let me know about it? Please tell me when I get through talking. Give me the ayat and the surah in the Bible, the Torah, or the Quran. Show me, offer me, you may have Wabidi Muhammad. All the honor of Elijah Muhammad, any of them. Show me where any of these people stepped up and tried to make the point that we done arrived, we done did the job, and there's no more need for it. Brothers and sisters, racism is strong. False worship is strong. Think how many people that don't know about false worship, about false God. You can look at some of your young folks and just talk to them, and they know, and you know that they don't know. And you make the point, you try to make the point that we don't need no more, remove all racial images out of worship. Or anything in creation that portrays God. We don't need that no more. We need more teachers. Because some of us is getting ready to go to the other world, the other life. And we need somebody to step in their place. We need more imams. Some of us are going to say we don't need no more imams. At least that's the way we're thinking. I don't see in these masses here where they're training young folk to prepare themselves to be imams. And some of us don't believe in Dawah. If you teach Islam and you don't have Dawah in it, you ain't doing nothing but jive. It's shucking and jive. And guess what Dawah is? Inviting people to God. Inviting people to God. So there you go again. You got to talk about false worship. You got to talk about liars and people's putting forth deception. And the lie they told on Jesus. The lie that they said that the Caucasian is Jesus. That they show pictures of the Caucasian man as the Son of God. A God in the flesh. I don't see how you feel satisfied in people doing that type of teaching unless you don't know the effect of teaching. Maybe you don't know the effect of teaching. Maybe you don't know how powerful it is. Brothers and sisters, we got to wake up. There's more going on than just dancing. Football. I mean, we worship football and basketball. We worship that. They have games here in Louisiana at the LSU. I mean, it's just like God himself is coming. It's sad, brothers and sisters. We're in a sad situation. Especially when you're not able to teach your child right from wrong. It's wrong to say that God is a Caucasian, that God had a son. That's wrong. So we have to teach the truth. We have to let the people know the truth. And you sure can't say there's no need for truth. Or leave the lie alone, let the people lie if they want to. That is so way out of order. Anybody frame a presentation and talk on that, it's so easy to see that that's out of order. To say that you shouldn't teach. Removing all racial images out of worship. That's out of order. Ain't nothing that you can teach that will fill in that. There's nothing you can teach or bring to the people to make the people feel like there's no more need for that. Ain't nothing you can bring. Remove all racial image or any image that's in creation. Any image is in creation. That's the air, the water, the spirit, animals, trees, anything that would bring a picture to your mind. And you will say that that's the Lord. That's the most powerful. They said people is worshiping certain trees because they stay green all year round. I said, Lord, him. They worship the tree because it stay green. It don't die. So they say that's their God. So we got a job. Don't you know this type of stuff is passed on to your grandchildren? These type of ideas and concepts has been passed on. And if you don't have nobody to correct that, that's going to become sort of real in their life. They going to believe that. You know, we pick up things and take it and don't even investigate. That's us. Brothers and sisters, let's establish businesses. Let's figure out a way that we can support each other. Let's put our mind to it. How are we going to be able to support our brother? Let's love our brother and our sister and want to see and be happy when we see them being successful, or them becoming rich. Let's be happy about that. Let's don't get upset because the person works hard and becomes successful and become rich. Let's be happy about that. Let the brother know. I'll ask him, look at, could you tell me how I can do that? Or could you just help me get started in progressing the way that you're progressing and being successful? That's the type of language and that's the type of talk we should have rather than, I can't stand that nigga. I hate that nigga. Who he think he is? Who she think he is? Come on, brothers and sisters. Let's help bring in this new world that Imam Waqidi Muhammad was talking about. Can't you see it? Yes, sir. I like that. Can't you see it? Let's start working on that. And brothers and sisters, the calendars is coming. I know we saying it, but they're coming. And we asking everybody to get at least 5 calendars and pass it on. And we charging $13 for the calendar. $10 is going to BUI, and you can use the other 3, pay for the postal fee, use it anywhere else you want to use. You know, because if you sell a 50 calendar, that's $150. If you sell 100 calories, that's $300 you're going to make. So we're selling the calendars. The new calendars, they're coming out, and We want everybody to let's pitch in and get them those calendars to the people. Let's make that. You know, the imam was telling us about there was a country where the country economy was put in place, cranked up, got itself together by them just selling umbrellas. I know some of y'all heard that also. By just selling umbrellas. So get ready for the calendars. They coming, brothers and sisters, every year. We thank Allah for the brothers and sisters that supporting that and getting behind that and helping us sell those calendars. We thank Allah for them. I'm telling you, if that don't stir you up and fire you up, something wrong with you. Let's show our love for each other. Let's figure out a way that we can support each other. Let's figure out a way how we can keep the money in the community. Let's figure it out. We got a whole lot of smart people among us. I already know that. And you know that ain't no joke. You know that's real. We got smart people among us. And I was looking on television the other day where this brother, I just hate this Caucasian, was bringing the information to us and had his whole recipe, had his whole everything. But he showed how this brother put together a light bulb. Had a square piece of board and put together a light bulb where he had the light bulb lit up without any electricity. Think about that. African-American brother, regular brother. He's just sitting up there, you know, that's, and the Caucasian was telling everybody how to do it in detail. I said, oh, Lord, Allah done blessed us with something. We got to learn how to hold on to it. It's all right to have a good heart and be nice, you know. Yeah, it's all right, but don't give away that recipe. And when Allah gives you something, he give it to you. He gave it to you. You know. So we are all brothers. We got a mind. This pressure that we was up under, it's got us figuring out how to get out of this situation. How to get out from under this pressure. And how to be creative and how to do things. We don't have to depend on nobody else. All we have to do is use our mind and apply ourselves. We got plenty of people here in America. You got to figure out how you can, that's another thing. You got to figure out how you can be kind enough to get them to get your product. Don't leave them out. You deserve for them to help you, especially if you had a parent and you're African-American and they went through slavery. You deserve that. So we can get their money also, brothers and sisters. And figure out how to keep that money among ourselves. Now listen how I'm saying that. I'm saying it different. I've been saying learn how to keep the money in the community. But now I'm saying keep the money among ourselves. So what do that mean? That means you can live in any place in the United States, any city or state, and we can keep that money in a circle. Keep it among ourselves. How is that? With each other. If we need it, we ain't gonna give it to nobody else, you know, unless we give it to ourselves. And like the brothers say, throw away all that washing fire and that other liquid soap that you got, and buy it from your brother. That's a commitment. When you do something like that, either you gonna get your clothes, you gonna need some soap to wash your clothes, or your clothes gonna be dirty. But you ain't gonna buy none unless you get it from your brother. We got to make those type of commitments. It's kind of hard to get started. I know a whole lot of us want to get started, but it ain't set up for us to get started, you know. And if it's not set up for us to get started, I mean, we got to figure it out ourselves. We ain't got to that point yet, but we're getting to it. Yes, sir. We can do it. We here in America. We spend trillions of dollars. You should be jumping for joy just to hear somebody say something like that. That we spend that type of money. We got that type of money that goes through our hands. We can appeal to our own brother, ourselves. When we are able to show our African American brother that you and me give each other power, when we are able to show that if I destroy you, kill you, or take from you, or harm you, I'm harming my own power. We got to see that if anything happens, we got to depend on each other. And we shouldn't have to wait until something happens just to understand that or just to know that. Love each other, brothers and sisters. Want for your brother what you want for yourself. Yes, sir. So we thank you. We pray that we say something. If you want to order anything, as far as the calendar is concerned, my telephone number is 240-615-1963. At least get five of them. You can't lose no money. We got to set up where you can't lose no money. You know, matter of fact, you can make some money. So give us a call. We pray that Allah take us through that difficulty and that test and that trial and be successful. Came to you in peace, can leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, Shalom. Thank you, Brother Suja. A long way, Bob. A lot of truth. There's people out there don't want to, don't think it's necessary to keep bringing up the image. That Imam dealt with that and gone. You know, that's not the problem now. Cornelia West, he's finding out the hard way that he is a problem. Because all the different money that was coming into him, them Jews done cut him off. He made a statement saying something about the Jews.
He made them mad.
Which was, and now they done, Mikey and all the rest of them cutting him loose. And they now he said they don't want him to see his children. They done blocked him from seeing his children. The law done say he can't see his own children. So when you say something against the people that think they are God,
they're
all powerful and all this and that, and you ain't got no big unity yourself with other people, those people can come and do about as much as they want to you.
That's right.
Yeah, he was liked by Donald Trump, and Donald Trump ain't saying nothing they had. So when they let you down, they let you down. But
yeah,
and find out the hard way that here's a man said slavery wasn't that bad. I don't know what planet it come from or what land that he was on, and there was no radio and TV and nothing to hear what was going on in this world. I don't know. And I don't know if he read any history books. He haven't read any history books. But he said that slavery wasn't that bad. Matter of fact, he said volunteer to be slaves. So, so this is the day and time of judgment. And what you say have power. And what you don't do and you could do, then that's a power loss. That's a loss of power. He could have his own thing. And you know, even Gaddafi is one he got cheering by. They don't want him to see his children, and the courts, agreed with that. Ain't that cold? So when the people come get you, and they come against you.
Yeah.
And, we have the history of Jesus. What did he do? Why did they lie on a good man who was trying to do something right for the world? Why they tell all them lies on him? And when we examine the world, they ain't only did Jesus, they did a lot of good people was trying to do something in the world. It's like that young man he said over that light bulb. Oh, they hold him up, but let him make one slip and say something bad about one of them. He'll be on that same ship. Cornell West on here.
Yeah.
The raft with everybody trapped down. Huh?
If we were supporting each other, then it'll be another story.
They couldn't do nothing. Yeah.
They couldn't do nothing.
They would try to do nothing if we were supporting each other.
Yeah.
And those $1 trillion you said we made was coming back to us, they wouldn't be trying to do nothing like that.
They know
but
that.
They going to feel the riches. You just don't care what you do, how you do, or the way you do with that. And that's what they are. Some of them, they some cold hearted people.
Yes, sir.
Own up. They had some bad, but they don't see us as nothing. I work today and I walk and they walk the dog, they look at you and don't even speak. It's like you they see a ghost. Like they see a ghost. You're a ghost to them. Don't even speak.
That's not human. That's what. That's
don't, mean
to
don't mean nothing.
Don't mean nothing. Not, you can't be a human being without respecting all human beings. You can't do it. And they done left. Some of them have left the qualities of being a human being, and that's our job. That's what why Dawa is so important. Remove this image. And then when they ask you, why you want to move the image? And you tell them, you know, what would happen to you if I put my image up as the Son of God? What would happen to you after so many years? What did would do to your mind coming to church, seeing my image up there as your Lord and Savior? And you had to pray to the image. And you, every time you said something, you said, you thank my image. You wouldn't say, you wouldn't thank the God who created me. You'll thank my image. What do you think that would do to you? Make you psychologically destroyed.
Yeah.
Huh? You won't trust nobody to look like you. You won't support nobody to look like you. And then and when you marry a woman, you want to call her a dog. You want to mistreat her because she don't look like that image. But you get that image as a wife, and you'll do any and everything that you've never done for the one that looked like you. So you've been psychologically damaged. You know, you should love any human being to love you. It ain't got no business. It ain't got nothing to do with the color. They got something to do with the mentality. They got color. Color shouldn't be never be a problem. Should be never be somebody like you and they pink or they red and you like them and y'all feel good about each other and y'all get married and have children and live a good life. How can anybody be mad about that? Nobody can be mad about that. So we here tonight. Anybody else would like to get in this ring and share this information that they might have on. So we have another co-host worker stepping to the plate, Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia.
Wa alaykum as-salam, Brother Akbar and Sister Akbar. Brother,
we glad to have you, and we're glad to have you, and we've been waiting on you, and you showed up, alhamdulillah, waiting on you. You got it, my dear brother.
Allah. Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir, inshallah. Udu billahi bin shaitan nirajim. Bismillah rahman nirahim. Ashadu la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammad rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And again, as always, we thank Allah very much for all of us who are here in the cube and out of the cube, and that we give thanks to Allah because we know that the only reason why we're here is by His permission. And that means that whatever reason we have here is something special. Or we would be somewhere else just like those who are not here. But we thank Allah that we're here, and we just want to speak upon some of the things that need to be understood of how merciful Allah is. But we know Allah has always, always been the creator of our reality. So He knows what we're going to do, what He's going to do with us, etc. We don't know nothing except what He guides us to understand and give us to acknowledge in our human intellect, in our whole human creation. So we want to make sure that a lot of these things are here because of our job to do this message, to remove all false images out of the worship of everybody, regardless of what they worship. There's the image in the way that they worship, what has authority over them, that is false and distorted, as they are fully aware of, by the failure that they suffer over and over again, and for the vision to see that if they keep doing that or keep worshiping what they worship, it's not going to solve the problem. But what we have to do, Allah tells us in the final revelation, and He has said it in every revelation He has sent through the human family since Adam and even before Adam was sent down here. So we must understand that, first of all, the way to get rid of all of these images that has been in the human being's life is, first of all, to believe in one God. Now, we know that in human history, as well as the history of Revelation, people have had many, many, many things that has been God over them and their lives and their families and their children and their communities. But with Allah's mercy, he has always extended guidance to us so that we may continue on the path to what he created us for. And that is to bear witness that there is no God but one God, and that all of the prophets and messengers of that one God has guided us by his permission to where we are here today in 2022. And the journey is still going forward to free us from the images that's in our life that now we know in 2022, they are mostly of our own doing. These are the images that we are following, are the images that we want to follow. And we know that these images have carried the human family down some terrible, terrible reality. Murder, fornication, homosexuality, all kind of perverted sexual acts, even animal sexual acts. The images that has been in the lives of people can be resolved only one way. And that if they go back to recognizing that there's only one God, the creator of everything we see and that we don't see, and they are fully aware of it in 2022. They might not have been aware of it back during the times of the different revelations of Allah sent to the human family, because they was getting their mercy and their opportunity to do it on their own free will, to reject these images that came and that come from on a daily basis from our open enemy, Shaitan, the devil. So our freedom lies in how well we all follow one God and the many steps of getting to the final revelation in the Quran and the final human example in the life of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, everybody got good in them. We all was created with a natural inclination to follow the image that is in our intellect and our heart and in our whole spirit, our whole creation. And when we look outside of ourselves, when we look at creation, we see the same spirit. In English, we say the will. We see the same will. But we have forgotten about the one who has the opportunity to whisper and put images in our mind to distract us from what is clear. Many people are trying to find out today how to get rid of so much trouble that's going on in the world, especially when we know everybody has some kind of degree of good in them, because of how in the laws of man, how it's clear that they are not worthy of many things. But when you have been blessed to take that good that's in your life, in your history, in your understanding, and submit yourself to it, it will guide you back to the one creator of everything we see and we don't see. Now, a lot of us are still in that battle and fighting these images that's in our way of worship to whatever we believe in. And some of us like failure. Some of us like corruption. Some of us like a sadistic ism. Some of us like perversion. But that person still has good in him. But we have to understand that is not the person or persons or the community of people like that who's going to free the human being to be what he or she was created to be. Only Allah, the creator of all that, is has the power to do that. So, yes, we know that there's many, many people will support in their declaration that they believe that there's only one God. But by the fact that they don't have the faith or the strength with their own free will to submit themselves to it, then they have difficulty. They fall under the schemes of the Shaitan, racism, greed, theft, envy, etc. Now, those of us on this message are concerned, inshallah, Allah, Allah is the best knower. By the fact that we have been invited to be a messenger, a message of concern by the creator of everything to be the representative and the deliverer of this message to all the world who has not qualified himself by whatever reason Allah judges or gives us that wonderful gift of being his servant and coming underneath of his service because of what's in our heart, in our intellect that we call faith. We have to understand that we have to save our own soul first. We have to save our own soul first before we save anybody else because of how much, I'm not saving, but help them to save themselves. Though they might believe in many gods or many things that's not even what we call a god, but it has authority over them. Allah said, in this book, there is no doubt that this will free you from the influence of Satan, the open enemy. Free you from your own self. Free you from anyone who tried to bring wrongdoing ideas and emotions and activity in your life. Now, those of us who have been called Muslims, who have taken that step to bear witness that we are now in the presence of that one God called Allah. And we also are learning how to follow our human example, how to not have to worry about racism anymore, not have to worry about false gods, false realities, any kind of thing, as long as we hold fast to our submission to this one God and share it all the time with those who are trying to figure out what their problem is, because in their heart they know they have a natural inclination to serve their creator. So if the human family wants to be really free, you have to start submitting yourself to the Quran and the life example of Prophet Muhammad. If you want to help those who have not yet, by Allah's permission, been granted the strength or support, because in their heart, he knows what's in their heart. They really don't want his help at this time. They like what they're doing. They like drinking, getting high, fornication, adultery. They like it. But they will support you with the good that's in them. They will support you in them. But we should not let the good that is naturally in every human being fool us. To fool those of us who are Allah's servants in 2022, to the best of our ability, of trying to establish this model example of life and freedom from all schemes and false images given to us by Shaitan, and we have accepted it and established it in our life. Although many people try to come into this service of Allah thinking they can see him, their creator. They all try to come and try to pretend to him that they have convinced God that they are for real. And they ain't. And Allah said they only fool themselves. when they try to fool him. But the most important thing, we have to remember that our children, the children of the world, it is a must that they learn the whole truth and nothing but the truth. They need to be told how to depend upon nothing but their Creator and what He has prescribed for them in the education that we give them of the Quran until they are able to read the Quran and study the life of Prophet Muhammad by Allah's permission on their own free will. And then we pray for them, as we pray for ourselves, that Allah will strengthen them and keep them in that faith so that they won't fall victim when they are challenged by the good in other people, but they do not want to submit themselves wholeheartedly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told those of us who are in this position of delivering this message that you had to come into this way of life called al-Islam wholeheartedly. There's no room for doubt. And that's what we are striving for and trying to get to right now. And I'm telling you, no one can help us do that but Allah. I don't care how good a person is. If they do not submit to the concept that there's only one creator, one important thing in their life, and that is to bow down to the truth, to try to live the truth and do what is right to their fellow human beings, then they're going to have problems. And there's nothing we can do about it. The best we can do for them is continue to establish this model life that's been demonstrated in the life of Prophet Muhammad. And in these days and times, we are now educating the world into understanding what halal means. It is only what Allah, what your Creator permits, only what the Creator permits is the life that you're going to have to live in order to escape all this racism, anger, hatred that's going on out here in the world. Because the God or the thing that you give authority over your life is not going to be able to protect you regardless of how much good you do. Allah tells us in the Quran, many of those who have and do good deeds have the resources to do many good works in helping people, think that they can bargain their way into being Allah's servant. But Allah said they only fool themselves. That ain't going to happen. That's not going to get them there. So it doesn't, the money, the education, the knowledge that you got, all that's good, and you're going to do some good with it. But it's not going to be good enough for you to escape the fire of corruption, of lying, cheating, and according how and what you believe in, it could lead all the way up to being a murderer. It could even mean living a life of insanity in the reality of the human family. You can really get turned around if you do not accept the guidance of the Creator and what He has prescribed for us who wants to get away from the scheme of our open enemy and ourselves who have been exposed to this type of reality. And it has made seem like it's fair. So it's pretty clear, pretty simple what we have to do. The believers who are Muslims, the ones who say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they bear witness from Adam to Muhammad, are going to be the ones who are the model for this. And yes, all kind of people may, if Allah intends to, and want them to, is going to support us because they're trying to get good deeds to support our righteous deeds. They're going to spend money. They might even come and help us build a homes and halal places and things like that. But they still going to every chance they get go do what is not halal. So you can't depend upon anything except those who bow down like we do. And we will appreciate the people who are the helpers of the believers, the people who give resources to the believers, because they do in their heart naturally. They have a natural inclination to want to be God's number one creation. But a lot of them are going to need a whole lot of help, like we did. A whole lot of help. Because they are willfully rebellious or resisting this way of life that gives freedom and justice and equality to everybody here in the United States of America, in our time. So we pray a lot that we will continue to strengthen and solidify this message of concern to ourselves. In closing, we have to understand, when you look at the lives of all the prophets and messengers before Allah, the people who Allah gave them to be the example of what you have to do to get out of the struggle, they were all the way up to where we are now. This responsibility of establishing halal and a model life for the human beings is on the Muslim. That's why we got to clean up home first. We have to address those who call themselves Muslim, those who call themselves living Islam and al-Islam. It's our job is to get them straight first so that those who want to support us in what we're doing, because they want to be Muslim too. They want to be what they was created to be. We all are Muslims. We all are Muslims. But the Muslim today in 2022, the ones who believe in one God, and Muhammad is his messenger with sincerity, it's your job, our job, to come together and let the good that the people who are Christians or Jews or Hindus or out in the street and everything, have the light turned on for them that's been turned on for us. So that they can see their way to the reality, they're going to have to do this with their own free will if they want to get away from racism. If they want to get away from murder, they have to ask Allah, like we did, to please guide them aright, continue to be of those who go astray. Because that is the goal of us. We have to do our job first. We are the people this time around, not the Jews, for the lack of a better word, the people of Lot, the people of Noah. It's not their job no more. It's our job, the people of Muhammad. And we need to quit giving the world the impression that Allah ain't great. I don't know how we keep letting Shaitan make us keep thinking with all this azi Allah gives, all this power he done showed us, all this proof he done given us, that we still have doubt about whether to obey him or not. In closing, Allah is so great. Just think about this, and then I'll cut it out short. The human being had no idea of nothing until 1,400 some years ago. They believe in who they believe in. You know, even though they were even following their natural inclination to look for and ask their creator to help them. But Allah showed you how great he was to all of us. He showed us how he created us in the womb, in the penis of a man, in the womb of a woman, and then within the womb grow us into what we are now. I don't think we've really seen the power that Allah has shown us. A man did not even know how he got here until 1,400 some years ago. Had no idea about nothing. Everything he was doing was told by Shaitan, except for those who believe. So we have to take the fact we're not playing with no human God or whatever little concept we got in our mind. Allah is way, way, way more powerful, whatever language we want to use, than what we think. And I say it one more time, and I'm through. Remember, the world did not even know how they exist. But Allah showed us how powerful he is when he showed man. Not what we became in the womb of a mother. He even showed us how we even became from one human being, came together with another human being's life essence and created another life by Allah's permission. Called procreation. But that means professional creation, if we use our language. That's what procreation means. We are professional creators of servants of Allah. And that is in our nature. We cannot even escape. Just want to say that. A lot of people must be upon everybody. Back to you, Brother Akbar. Brother Akbar. As-salamu alaykum. Brother Akbar. Brother Suja. Brother Muhammad Sharif. I know somebody, the brother. Come on, we need the teamwork. The unity of this message of concern was just for all of us. Are you through yet, Akbar? I hear a noise. Anybody, is that coming from someone? But I will ask our outside audience of the cube. We ask God to forgive us, Allah to forgive us for this silent moment here as we went on probably some kind of, equipment failure. Well, no one is able to respond back in. They probably can hear, but there might be some kind of connection in the service of the message of concern why they're not responding. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. Yeah, as-salamu alaykum. You're back? I can hear y'all, but you can't hear me, I guess, evidently. As-salamu alaykum. 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 As-salamu alaykum.
not been set up yet.
As-salamu akbar. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum.
Well,
Alhamdulillah.
I had to step away for a minute. Alhamdulillah. All praise
no
due to Allah. Block Talk Radio Station trying to get rid of racism at the same time, put the human family back together so we can all survive the evil that this world has put on the poor African-American people using color. We're all human beings created by the one God, and we all told we come from Adam. Nobody argued with that. But yet still, they want to put we three-thirds of a human being. We're not fully a human being. So this got to be corrected by the people that been under that lie. We know America is full of lies. So anybody else want to say anything? I see Sister Karan, you want to say anything? Before we close out, I mean, before we head to the closing out, did our brother, Brother Hameen Muhammad, feeling better today than he was yesterday? He was under the weather with a whole lot of people sick. My daughter, she got the flu again, and they said once you get that virus or you get sick, it continues if you go in the wrong places. You ain't fully recovered. You will get sick again. So anybody else got anything? Sister Karan, you want to say anything? Next one, come on in the queue. Sister Karan, Brother Rashad, you got anything you want to say? Next one, come into the queue. Okay, nobody wants to say anything. I guess I'll bring Brother. Oh, here we got somebody that's going to raise their hand. Let's see what it is.
Hey,
Mr. Thayer.
Hey, Mr. Thayer.
They're
just thinking that Allah, that Allah Ta'ala, is always in charge and will continue to advance this community, inshallah.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum. Am I on?
Well, look at Sam.
Alhamdulillah.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay, alhamdulillah. I'm just getting on. Come on now.
Yeah, okay. You come to share the poems with us today?
Yes, I'd like to do that if I can.
It's for our Brother Rashad. You got it. You can go with your poems, and we'd love to hear.
Okay, alhamdulillah.
How do I give?
Let's see. Okay, this is a dua, and then I'll do a poem or two. O Allah, bestow your favor on Muhammad and on the family of Muhammad as you have bestowed your favor on Ibrahim and on the family of Ibrahim. You are praiseworthy, most glorious. O Allah, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you have blessed Ibrahim and the family of Ibrahim. You are the praiseworthy, most gracious. Okay, let's see. Let's find another one here. I'm on a call with the sister, Layla Muhammad. She has a couple of books out, and she's on the program now. Okay, so today, smile at people. Pay a compliment to someone. Do a good deed. Be in the moment. Be grateful for one small thing. Count your blessings. Love your life. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hey, thank you, sister. Sister, thank you so much, and don't forget to continue to bring them poems because we love them. We love for you to bring them there with us. We thank you.
Alhamdulillah, you're welcome, brother.
Thank you so much. Come back when you get a chance.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah.
That's what happens. However,
you are now in the host queue.
That with every generation, we grow
Brother Rashad.
Same mistake.
Yeah, no, I hear the sister in the background, and she.
But what I do now.
Yes, I'm finished, brother. I'm finished.
Okay. No, I mean there's somebody else there in the background.
Yes, there's a show, there's another show that she was on, and the sister that wrote three or four books.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'd just like to say. Just thinking of the great blessings, you know, and the favors that Allah has bestowed upon us. You know, we're favored people, and that Allah has, you know, singled us out for us to worship Him. You know, of all the people on the planet, and all the people here walking here around in the United States of America, and there are so many, as we see. You know, where we go all the way, we see so many hordes of people doing this and doing that, you know, eating this and eating that, drinking this and drinking that. Those things that we know are, you know, haram in terms of what the Creator has established. So, you know, it's just a great blessing, and we thank Allah, you know, for Him, you know, selecting us. You know, in other words, He said, well, of all these people, you know, of all these millions of people here, hundreds of million people here in the United States, I want that one.
Mm-hmm.
I want
That's
that
right.
brother. I want mm-hmm. that sister. I
That's
want
right.
this one. And, you know, if we stop to think and reflect, it's a great favor. It's a great favor because we see so many people, you know, that do not have the light, do not have the knowledge, you know, whether or not they don't follow any faith whatsoever, just out there floating around, you know, don't even know their beginning from the end, the head from the tail, you know, they think, you know, men think they could be women, women think they could be men, from those extremes to others are just out there and thinking that their lives are just built on partying and having fun, drinking, maybe, you know, taking trips to Vegas and gambling, trying to see if they can win some money through card games or whatever. You know, they figure, you know, it's okay. They don't really intend to hurt nobody, but they just, you know, not don't have the light, you know. And then there are others who are of a particular faith, you know, whether it be Judaism, Christianity, mm-hmm. or the many phases of Christianity, you know, was a Catholic, Protestant, Jehovah's Witnesses, or those people there in Utah, the Mormons, and all those different shades, you know, and all the Jewish religion, you know. And, of course, it is said in the Quran that, you know, whoever believes in Allah, and the last day, whether they be Jews, Sabians, Christians, they all have their reward. On them should be no fear, nor shall they agree. But however, you know, there are, you know, qualifications with that. You know, it has to have teeth. You know, you just can't say, well, I'm a Christian. And then on the weekend, you go to Vegas on Friday and Saturday, you try to get back, you know, from drinking and gambling so that you can sit in the church house on Sunday, you know, and take a couple of aspirins so you won't be hung over, you know. That's not going to get it. Of the Jewish faith, it may be one who really try to deny the Muslim brothers over there, the Palestinians, and there are Christian Palestinians and Muslim Palestinians, whoever they may be, of their rightful homes, you know, maybe you know, and so you can be eliminated from Allah's favor in that way. But so Allah has given us, He's most merciful, given us a great, great prize to to let us know the reality of this life and that this life is very temporary. Like the Quran say on that day, it's going to seem like we only tarry for an hour, you know, only tarry for a day, a part of a day, or an hour of a day, you know, when the reality has confronted us with, you know, eternity, that is forever. So we have a great blessing, and Allah is most merciful. If we happen to get off track, you know, he says, what, most merciful, get back on track, you know. And so we thank Allah. We're grateful to Allah because he said that he wants you. He wants me. He wants his sister. He wants that brother. So we're thankful to Allah for that, for his mercy, that he singles us out, for his favor, for his divine light, for his very beautiful way of life that is good in this world and good in the next world for those who, you know, follow the guidance and his Quran. And he gives us so many opportunities, so many opportunities. Ramadan, you know, we have first 10 days of mercy, second 10 days forgiveness, the next 10 days freedom from the hellfire. So if a person, you know, has been short, every year he gives us that chance, you know, to renew and reflect and purify, to get back on, you know. And then the Hajj, you know, if we can make Hajj, then all that we have done is forgiven, you know, and come out pure as a baby, you know. And even if we can't do Hajj, we got the 10 days of Hajj that we are aware, and we can fast and pray and gain the favor of Allah. So there are so many opportunities, and for each good deed which Allah admonishes us to do, he can reward us for many times over, 10 times over, 100 times over, 1,000 times over, you know, many, many more. And then for each ill deed, we're just given the respite for that ill deed. So, you figure your tens, you could easily make your tens greater than your ones, you know.
That's right.
Make your tens, your good deeds better than your one deeds. So it's most merciful. And on that day, it'd be such a blessing when we look forward to the reality, you know, when everybody, of course, is going to be raised up. Everybody's going to be raised up, and we're going to see one another, and we're going to be questioned about what we did. What kind of deeds did we put forth, you know? And so we know the reality of this. We know the reality. There's no doubt about it. We don't call on anybody else, no other saints or no mothers or any kind of, you know, associate partners that other people do. You know, they're praying through a saint to get to the Creator, which we know you don't do that. You know, even actually in Islam, there has been some corruption, whereas in certain Sufi orders, you know, not all of them, because the great majority of Sufis are very spiritual people, but there are some when they pray, figure they could pray to a saint, one of the Sufi saints, yeah, you know, in order to get, you know, to Allah, which we know this we do not do. So we've been blessed, you know, we've been blessed with a leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad, to make things clear, to make things plain, to make things easy. So just to be thankful and grateful, and ask a salat, your two rakas of shukr, I think it's called. And some say you don't even have to be in wudu to make it, but I think that's a minor opinion. But just, you know, two rakas, getting wudu to make sure, you know, you're doing it right. And just two rakas of gratitude, two rakas of gratitude to Allah for his blessings and for his favors, because we have been truly, truly, truly blessed, you know. And some people, you know, we see they go, they say, well, I'm going to MIT, you know. Oh, I'm going to Yale. He's a Harvard graduate. He's a Princeton graduate. And, you know, and this is one thing that the sisters, you know, when they began to look for a husband, you know, sometimes they may look at these Caucasians and other people. He went to Yale. He went to MIT. He went to Harvard. He went to Stanford, USC, UCLA. Okay, that knowledge that they have is last them for what? They'll buy a house, be in debt, you know, by the time they get to 30, you know, maybe they could begin to have a solid job and begin to pay off that school debt. And by the time the debt's over, they're 50, they, you know, tumbling towards the grave. And, you know, what about the great life? What about the continual life that lasts forever? So the best that these sisters, men, that these sisters can get is not a Yale man, not a Princeton man, not a Harvard man, but a Muhammad man. You know, somebody that's going to lead them through this life and through the life forever. So these nothing wrong with getting education, of course, but you got to have the right kind of education that's going to last beyond below 30, 40, 50, 60, 70-odd years. So
that's right. Brother Rashad, thank you so much. We appreciate
you.
You're
welcome.
You come back. You sure brought it. But next time, bring it a little earlier. We're going to be looking for you again. Brother Suja, will you close us out? Brother Suja. Brother Suja. Brother Suja. Brother Rashad.
Yes, sir.
Will you close us out, please, sir?
Oh, yes, I will. Uzu Balai Min, Shaitan Rajin, Bishmi Allah, Hirak Man Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen, Rabban Rahim, Malik Yom Adin, Yerkan Abuduwe, Yerkan Asa'in, Yerkan Asa'in, Yerkan Asa'in, Sada Lazina, Alayhim, Wilma Divi, Alayhim, Ore, Dolin, Amen. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most for all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the world, the beneficent.
Stay on the deen and may, and say a prayer for Hameen Muhammad and pray that he get better. Get better, and we look for him to run this show tomorrow. May Allah bless us all.